Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechet Menachos. We're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. So, says the Mishnah, Nesachim shekitshu b'kli v'nimtza zevach pasul. What if you have the Nesachim that go along with the Karban, but it turns out that the Karban itself is pasul? So, im yesham zevach acher yikruvu imo. If you have another animal to put in its place, so be makrav that with these Nesachim. V'im lav you pasul b'lino. But if there's no other animal to bring in its place, so you can't do anything with these Nesachim, so they're going to become pasul by being left overnight. V'lad toda, if a Karban Toda has a vlad, has an offspring that also has a din of a toda. Utmuraso, you do a tamura, you exchange it for another animal, which also takes on that level of kedusha. Va'mafresh todaso va'avda v'hivresh acheres tachteha. If a person set aside an animal as a korban toda and then lost it, then he set aside another animal in its place. Einan tunun lechem. They don't need the lach metoda because the real McCoy needs the lach metoda. Only the real original korban toda needs. Anything you exchange, where the Kedusha was exchanged, extended, Vlad, that kind of thing doesn't need its own Lachmi Toda, even though it has Kedusha of a Korban Toda. Shenemar v'hikrav al zevach ha-toda, ha-toda tu'un alechem, v'lo vlada v'lo chalifasa v'lo tmurasa tu'un alechem. The original Toda needs Lachem, but not any of the other stuff that emerges from the Toda. Mishnah, hey, homer harei alai Toda. If a person commits to bring Korban Toda, yavihi v'lachma menachulin, you got to bring it from chulin stuff. You're not allowed to use meiser sheni money to buy it. Toda min chulin v'lachma min meiser. If you said I'm going to bring the korban toda from chulin, I'm going to bring the lachma toda from meiser sheni, yavi lachma min chulin. Still can't do it. You still have to bring it only from chulin. Toda min meiser v'lachma min chulin. If you say you're going to bring the toda from meiser sheni and the lechem from chulin, yavi, then you're allowed to do that because you were under no obligation to bring korban toda. By doing so, you're makdish the animal only with meiser sheni. So, but once you have the animal, so then the lachmi toda become a chiyuv, and you're not allowed to bring your chiyuvim from meiser sheni. Chiyuvim can only come from chulin. Hatoda hiva lachma min meiser. If you say I'm going to bring the toda and its lachem from meiser, so yavi, that's fine because the original commitment involved bringing everything from meiser. V'leyavi macht mechite. Meiser sheni, but you're not allowed to bring bread from actual meiser sheni wheat. El mimos meiser sheni. You should only use meiser sheni money to bring it, but not actual meiser sheni wheat. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dal, we said that if the nesachim where it became kadosh kli, and then the actual animal became pasul. So if you could replace the animal, do that. Otherwise, the nesachim are just going to become pasul. And then we said the original korban toda requires the lachme toda, but if the toda has offspring or a tamura, or you were mafresh another one in its place because you lost it temporarily. So when even though you have to be makrav all those with the kedusha of a korban toda, they do not get lechem. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a person commits to a toda, he should bring it and its lechem from chulin. If he says he's going to bring the toda from chulin and the lechem from meiser, he still cannot do that. But if he says he's going to bring the toda from meiser, the lechem from chulin, he could do that. Or if he says they're both going to come from meiser, he could do that. But when you bring the lechem and from Meiser, it should not be the actual Meiser Sheni produce, it should just be Ma'os Meiser Sheni. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.